What do we think, Foster? You happy? Where should we start this?
Yeah, take it away.
Here we go. Welcome to Audio Obscura, the audio mystery podcast with your hosts, Michael Foster and David Martinez. Episode 174.
Grandchildren are weak anyway.
Something on my Zoom screen has come up saying, playing music, set up professional audio and audio settings, as if, like, if I don't do that, this ain't professional or something.
Ooh.
I'm a little offended.
You should do it.
Oh, I should click on audio settings? What is professional music?
Well, I will say that it did sound like, it started strong, the music, and then it sounded weird. Like,
did it sound weird once I started talking, or... Or before that?
Good question. I don't remember. But it sounded a little muted. It might have been because you're talking. I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Audio Obscura, the premier audio mystery podcast. I'm your host and obscurist today, and boy, am I glad to be in this chair. Boy, howdy. I'm excited. Ready to go. With me, as always, is my, affluent... co-host, Michael Foster.
Greetings, you pugilistic people of Poland.
I demand that you continue this, and you can. This is your new catchphrase.
I take your catchphrase?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yes. I want you to see how hard it is to do. Foster, how are you? Welcome.
Man, David, I'm great. And... hey, I want to say right off the bat, because I know the listeners are expecting this.
Yep.
Today, as of this record, the Chiefs going up against the Bengals. Okay.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So
big boy burly beef.
So here's what we're gonna do. Our guest has a confused look.
Listen, is like, what is happening?
Listen. So let's do a couple of takes, and then we could edit in since this will air after that game.
Yes.
So let's all, like, just do a couple of takes. Let's do positive takes and then negative takes.
Should we introduce our guests and bring them in on this?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's do that. Hey, it's Ryan Haruza.
Ryan Haruza!
Hi, I'm, big Chiefs fan. Let's do it.
All right. So here, we're gonna record. This is let's do the negative ones first. All right. So this is it.
Wait, what are we doing again? I'm sorry.
The Chiefs have lost. We're recording reactions.
Okay.
I assume that's what you meant by negative, Foster. You want the Chiefs to win. Okay.
Cool.
Who eats a football?
Apparently
fork and knife
someone.
On the field.
There was a card up his sleeve. I call foul.
Everybody had fun, but not me.
Listen, I saw the ref kissing the other team. I saw it.
You're not supposed to use trained crows in football.
I think call the whole thing a wash, and we'll replay it. We'll loop back around next year, and we'll do a replay. Put everything on pause. We'll repeat it next year.
I thought it was the bagels. I brought cream cheese.
I saw zero tigers.
Six people had babies on the field, and everything went fine for them, but not for the Chiefs, who lost.
How did this happen? My heart is broken.
I'm devastated.
I'm gonna go home.
Put me in, coach. Okay.
Right, I think we got it.
Yeah. All right. So now we're gonna do some takes if the Chiefs won. Of course, baby. That's what Patrick do.
A whole football down his throat?
Like six people had babies, dude. Yeah.
I had so many hot dogs, and we won.
The guacamole.
That guy knows how to kick a ball.
Travis Kelce, more like Travis won the game. He did.
Super Bowl bound? More like Superb Owl bound.
Super Bowl bondage.
I've got the need for sneed.
It played out like a John Grisham novel.
I don't even know.
There was like 5 or 6 Tigers. Okay. We got it. Okay. I think we got it.
We
good.
Got
congratulations
it.
To the Chiefs. Best of luck to the Chiefs next season.
There we go. Covered the bases.
We're talking, by the way, if anyone doesn't know, the Chiefs are, the Kansas City Chiefs are a football team, American football team in the NFL.
That's right.
Yeah, professional American football team.
Yeah. The greatest team on earth, perhaps.
Luck. Oh, but, wow.
David, so good to be here.
So good to be here.
And Ryan Hurz is back, and that's cool, too.
Yeah, and I got a bright shirt on. If you see the video stuff,
shirt check.
Sign on the Patreon.
Yeah, it's great.
You can edit that out if it's a bad plug. Dang it.
Dang it. A plug. It's your plug.
I want to plug shirts.
Yeah. I want to plug bright shirts. Ryan, this is your, because Foster loves it when I do this, this is your third appearance on the show, is that right?
I think so.
Okay, great. Nice. Welcome. Welcome to the Three Timers Club. We gotta get you up there. We gotta invite you more often.
Well, you know, it's all on you, so.
Yeah, that's mostly true.
I can invite myself if that's, like, not weird.
You can and you should, and that goes for anyone listening. Just write in. Invite yourself, please. I'm the obscurest today. That means I'm in charge. We got a mystery prepped, but before we do that, we, of course, have to address our
unfinished business.
We have just a wee bit. We did some in the pre-show, so if you missed out on that, go become a patron, patreon.com/audioobscurepod, and you can hear a little bit of the unfinished business, but we need to cover a very important term that we questioned last episode. Foster, do you remember the phrase milquetoast and how you wondered about it? Milquetoast, for those who are uninitiated, comes from milquetoast, and I kid you not, it is literally like M-I-L-Q-U-E toast, all mm-hmm. one word,
mm-hmm. milquetoast,
which is, according to Merriam-Webster, a timid, meek, or unassertive person. Milquetoast.
Okay. Oh man, I was really hoping that it was going to be a timid, weak, or unassertive toast. Man, that toast just keeps to itself. Oh yeah.
It's someone who's lacking in character or vigor, otherwise known as wishy-washy, but it's literally milquetoast. Can you hear this if I do this? Did you hear that?
No.
No.
Okay, it came from Safari. It was what Merriam-Webster, like, pronouncing it, like, saying the name of it.
Milquetoast.
Milquetoast. There you go. So we next time you find a wet noodle of a person, just call them your little milquetoast. Milquetoast. Great. Unfinished business resolved. Mischief managed. I'm in charge. I forgot. I'm in charge. I'll do this. I have control. I can do this. Folks, we have a mystery. We have a mystery to get to. Let's do it. I am the obscurest. If you are unfamiliar with the way this show works, I have prepared 6 clips for my guessy boys, Ryan and Foster. If you can correctly guess what the strange source from across the interwebs is that I have concocted for you across these 6 clips, then you could win 3 points. You're going to want to win 3 points. Foster, what's at stake today?
Oh, man. Today, let's talk about protecting our indoor furniture. Today's prize is a magical coaster. That's right. This coaster, whenever you need a coaster, you're about to sit down, sit a glass of It's got all that condensation on the outside, and you're about to set it down on that wooden coffee table. That Mm-mm. coaster's there. Mm.
How?
It's magic.
But Foster, what if I get up and move to a different seat and set my drink down there?
Oh, it'll be there too.
Because of magic?
You're in the kitchen. You're in the dining room. You're in the living room. You're in your bedroom. That coaster's gonna be there. And
does it only work on wooden surfaces, Foster?
Yeah.
Oh.
The surface is most prone to those rings that are unattractive.
What about porcelain?
No.
Oh.
For the listeners who are unfamiliar with improv tenants, Foster's the master of the yes part of yes and, less so the and part of yes and. Great. What a prize. What stakes. What tension. What a competition this will become.
But I forgot to say, you know, it's a circular coaster. It does have the face of actor Channing Tatum.
Everyone? It's just Channing?
It's a close-up on his face. It's a weird face that he made in the film Magic Mike.
I'm happy that it's a close-up, because if it was a coaster of, like, a wide shot of his face... He's very small.
His silhouette comes flying across the room. Great. You can win this Channing Tatum magic coaster if you win the full 3 points. If, of course, you are unsure after 6 clips, I do have a hint clip available to you, but that will deduct a point from your available possible points. Gentlemen, the competition is nigh. Will you backstab each other, or will you form an alliance?
I like alliances because friends are cool, but I do have to remind the listening audience that last time I was on here, I not only guessed exactly what the clip was, but it was down to like the color of the background screen on the video.
Oh, yes.
So I might just be going it alone today, Foster, if that's all right with you.
And I'm going to work with Ryan.
Foster's favorite new joke. Yes, great indeed. Wait, we can cut this if it's not true. Foster, did we include Ryan in the best ofs? I think his episode made the best ofs,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
I was in the best of, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite all-time ones. Yeah, the
honk
speed
bit
at which you correctly guessed what it was very impressive, including the background screen.
You're welcome.
Let's jump into it today. I love the tension. I love the stakes, but I have 6 clips that we need to get to. That's Foster jumping in. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I forgot. You do have a lifeline, hot or cold. You can use it anytime before the last clip.
Guys.
Yeah?
There's no water in this pool.
You flop around in there for a little while we listen to clip number one.
That's all right, Irina. Grandchildren are weak anyway. They couldn't do a drunk bunny if their life depended on it.
Grandchildren are weak, so at least this clip is true so far. They're milky toast.
Milky toast.
I think this is a weird called shot, and I've done this almost every single time that I've been on this show.
Going big.
But I think that that's the voice of the guy from Community. The is it Jeff Hale, the guy who's like on, what's
Jeff
his name?
Is played by, on Community, is played by Joel McHale.
Joel McHale. It sounds like Joel McHale doing like a skit thing. A little bit. That's all I got.
Hmm.
Taking notes.
Okay. Sure. Oh yeah. For our listeners, our guessy boys can take notes. But we are of course not allowed to look up anything, and we listen to each clip twice and only twice.
Great voice. My first thought with this is like potentially like a trailer style voice actor. There's music in the background, which means it's got some production quality.
It seems like one of those where you're like talking to the camera kind of thing. Maybe.
Yeah, I think. Did it start with "You're right, Irina"? Like you're right.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Grandchildren are weak.
We do have to
slow you down in the post-apocalyptic future.
I think I'm ready for a second listen.
I would love a second listen.
Let's do it. Second listen.
That's all right, Irina. Grandchildren are weak anyway. They couldn't do a drunk bunny if their life depended on it.
Drunk bunny. Is that a dance move? You think he was referencing a dance move there?
I mean...
Because the music in the background makes me think lots of energy.
Yeah, is a drunk bunny... Wait, was it Drunk Bunny or Drunk Bunny Hop?
I think just Bunny.
Okay, I will revise my notes.
But if there was a hop in there, I missed it.
How about a skip or a jump?
In my mind, it's a dance you do at a wedding? Like at a wedding reception?
Yeah.
Like the like the chicken dance or the drunk bunny.
They couldn't do a drunk bunny if their life depended on it.
I know you probably can't stand up and do it, but can you describe to us what a drunk bunny dance would look like? At a wedding, specifically?
I'd assume at least 2 fingers above your head for ears.
Yeah,
to start.
Yeah. That's a given.
Listen, and I'm on record, I think, on this podcast that people need to stop doing that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the bunny
right.
ears?
Yeah.
It's classic, Foster.
It's unoriginal. It's what people who aren't funny do.
Okay, boomer.
I feel attacked.
Ryan, are you personally
every single time, David. I'm never going to let it die. No, I think it's cheesy and cliche. I don't ever do it, but, you know.
Drunk bunny is, I guess, I don't know, you just, it's like an uncoordinated hop, I guess, because you're, You're intoxicated.
A good dance move.
I don't know.
Just being a drunk person and vaguely hopping.
Okay, he starts with that. That's all right.
Irina. Yeah, as if like she just found out she doesn't have grandchildren, or maybe she never will get grandchildren, or
yeah.
It turns out these kids, just these neighborhood kids who said they were my grandchildren, they lied.
That's all right, Irina. Grandchildren are weak.
What if it's like the this is, you know, a scene in a movie or something or a TV show at a party, and the grandma has just made a fool of herself. Oh no, she did a drunk bunny. Everybody was like, that's not something that's real that anybody knows.
Nana.
And all the grandchildren were like, okay, boomer. I'm going to say that four more times throughout the podcast. So eagle-eyed listeners.
Count them.
Pay attention. Yep. Count them and you'll win a prize. It's an ARG. But there's doing the drunk bunny. And then now the grandchildren walked away and somebody came up and was like, oh, don't worry about the grandchildren. They don't even get it. They don't get your talents.
Mm, interesting.
Well.
Interesting. Are we
chastising
grandma?
I'm enjoying this so far.
Yeah, I'm ready for. You ready for clip two, Foster?
Yeah, I think I am ready for clip two.
No further comments, Your Honor. Here comes clip number two.
They have come in their hundreds from Argentina to Austria. The hottest heel workers, the fanciest freestylers.
All right, it's dancing. It's about dancing. Is it a dancing competition?
Yeah, I mean, it's got that feel. That music got very intense.
Guys, check out the sky. It's pretty though.
That is pretty. That is
nice.
It's pretty.
Gorgeous.
This happened last time we recorded too. Every time we record, I get a beautiful sky.
They have come from Argentina and where else?
All over. I think they were trying to just say all over the place.
The fanciest freestylers.
Right? Or was it just one continent that people were coming from?
Ooh, great question.
That's a yes or no question.
Because it could be like a dancing, you know, like a, you remember, what was that one show on MTV with the Jabberwockies?
I remember when I lost my mind. Sorry, go on, please. Yes?
You remember the Jabberwockies with the mask? They did the dances.
The Wizard of Oz?
No, the Jabberwockies. It was a freestyle hip-hop dance group
that
took the nation by storm. On MTV? Yeah. What's that show?
Yeah. Yes, I do remember. Because then they were used on, Brain Games?
Well, they were hired. They were hired to perform on Brain Games, yes.
You're right. To talk about like how our attention is... Is brought. I remember.
Yes.
I do remember the Jabberwockies. Guys, it's getting prettier. It's getting more and more pink.
Yeah, back in
literally
my day,
as I'm talking.
We didn't have dances from the Argentina or the bunny, the drunk bunny. We liked disco.
Are you soliciting the okay boomer?
You're not going to get it if you ask for it.
Am I actively going for it?
Yeah.
I guess.
I think I'm good for a second listen.
Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra. okay, crooner.
Oh, boy.
Or maybe...
Keep workshopping.
Work better with Dean Martin, do you think?
Well, why don't you give it a try?
Clip two, second time.
They have come in their hundreds from Argentina to Austria. The hottest heel workers. The fanciest freestylers.
So it's all over the world, is what they're saying.
Heel,
Argentina
what's a
to
heel
Austria.
Worker?
It's a dancer. It's a type like doing like.
Oh, I think I heard a bell.
That was a bell. What's a heel worker? There was a very short period of time, like I think it lasted two episodes, where Foster was like, "Hey, when we ring a bell, we should like replay the question they asked with a weird, cool echo," and then that didn't happen anymore.
Yeah, I gave up on that.
It could happen now.
Could happen now. I think I'm editing this episode, so
we can bring it
it's
back.
Up to me.
I assume that a heel worker is like, because he says freestylers, which is a dancer or wrestling
or a beatboxer.
That's true. Or rappers, heel work rapper. I feel like a heel. There'd be like maybe that's like a derogatory term for tap dancers.
A heel worker.
Heel work. Maybe.
Yeah.
Who's you're on, like going you're on to a tap show and be like, man, these guys suck. Bunch of heel workers.
Oh, or maybe it's a positive term, like, oh man, look at that heel worker, because I just thought about the science of tap dancing, and your heel is doing a lot. Like, you don't That's think accurate. It is, yeah. But I just started, like, tapping my feet, and I was like, man, my heel is very integral to that motion happening.
I think there's basically two ingredients to the recipe of tap. One, heel does a lot. Two, your toes do a lot.
Three, and then the shoes.
Well, but, yeah, I guess.
I think the shoes are almost
They're
more
prerequisite.
Important. Yeah.
Yeah.
20 minutes later.
But the arch is usually doesn't have anything. So is
but
that
it
the
can
shoe,
have
is
something,
that the
David. But you have to be able to utilize the tool that you have. You can't just have the, it's it, you know what?
But I could have not tap shoes and still tap. Like, I feel like.
45 minutes later.
They
don't even
fit
talk
me.
To me about Grace Kelly.
They don't fit
oh,
me.
Are you kidding me, David?
I don't like. I think none of it is applicable, really.
Well, maybe you're just not meant to wear sequins, okay?
I look damn good in them, but I'll stop for you.
Hey, listen. Thank I took you. One. Of, I took those clips and I played them through the Shazam app, and I know what the mystery is.
Shazam. If Shazam gave you an answer for this.
That took you 45 minutes to do.
Is that what you were
I'm
doing?
I'm a boomer. I don't know how to use these fucking apps.
If you ask for it, I'm not going to give it to you.
Yeah, stop soliciting, Pastor. We'll never get it. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to move on to clip three. It's been an
Wait,
hour, and
well,
we need
like
to get to it.
David, I think Ryan's from Nebraska, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Sooner?
No, that's Oklahoma.
That's Oklahoma. Use that on Jamie next.
Yes, yes. Jamie Campbell's from Oklahoma.
You
okay.
fool. Let's clip three.
Unfinished bits.
No, veto.
Yep.
Oh no, it's a duet. And the humans gotta bring their own boogie. Big time.
The humans.
They gotta bring their own boogie.
Yeah.
I am not
so it is a dance competition.
Boogie in a long time.
Human boogie.
Do you think it's maybe like a clip from a movie, that's a portion of it where it's like, there's this dance competition with humans and we're all animal
here's
people.
Here's the thing.
It's true.
Is
that's accurate.
This is all voiceover. Like this guy is not like actually there like announcing.
No.
This dancing, it's all I don't know. It's like weird after the fact type of thing.
Yeah, it almost feels like, and it's more like put together than that, but it almost feels like those bit, and I know, you know, it's hot in the news, but they're doing the right thing. But on Rick and Morty, when they do the interdimensional cable stuff, mm-hmm. like it feels like something like that, where it's like this dancing competition with humans and we're aliens or
yeah.
animal people and we're bringing them here for
yeah.
this and they have to do it like this now. And yeah. But, Wait. Like, written out, but, like, that kind of vein.
Okay. It's a duet. Wait.
Yes.
You don't call, like, two people dancing a duet, though.
You would if they're, like, if you're doing, like, ballet. If there's,
what
like,
do you,
a person,
what,
you call
what
it
were
duet.
You thinking, Foster, is the limits of the word duet? Where are the parameters?
I thought a duet, there has to be speaking or singing between
speaking, singing, but no dancing.
No dancing, no movement.
I mean, if...
So duet meant vocalization to you.
You can have dancing, but yeah, there's got to be... Yeah, duet means your voice is
Okay,
working.
Boomer.
Boom!
You just got boomed.
Good job.
Dang, I wanted to do another one there, but it's too quick.
So this... I think the word humans is kind of interesting.
It's very interesting.
The humans got to bring their own boogie.
Have we done a second listen to this yet?
We have not, I believe.
Yeah, can we do a second listen?
I love a second listen.
Second listen! Sorry, I just wanted to pull it out. Here we go.
Oh no, it's a duet. And the humans gotta bring their own boogie. Big time.
Okay, no joke. This voice sounds very similar to the narrator of the book that I'm actually going to plug at the end of this podcast. The book is Heat 2 and
Electric Boogaloo.
Foster, would you go so far as to say
I know that voice? No, I don't think it's him.
So you don't... Do you know who the narrator is in the book you're listening to, or you just think that they? It sounds like that person,
whoever
they are.
I think it just sounds like that person.
Okay.
You know what? I'm just going to drop the whole...
Well, who is that person?
I can't... I don't remember. I'd have to look it up, but...
Oh, okay. That's kind of what I was asking.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to... So it sounds kind of like the voice has a specific dialect, but I can't hone in on what it is. Sometimes it sounds very like Midwestern American. Other times it sounds like a little bit like with a Spanish flair. Sometimes it sounds like almost with like a French a little bit every once in a while. So I don't know exactly, like, I can't place the voice at all. And I don't know if it sounds like it's a person who's a professional actor, but I don't know if they're like a known professional actor or just like, you know, professional actor like us.
I think so. In my mind, this might be like video from a dance competition, like an international dance competition, where you're probably not getting the hosts or announcers are probably not English speaking. But they want to capitalize on this content. So they just take the video clips and then they put fun American VO over it. English
kinda
VO.
Like a Eurovision kind of competition.
Kind of like, what was that? Oh, God. It was like this Asian obstacle course show.
Ninja Warrior?
American Ninja Warrior?
No, it wasn't that. It was more fun. It was like something obstacle challenge.
What a good name.
Maybe we put it in Unfinished Business. But it was, you know, it was recorded. I apologize. I don't know if it was like Japan or China. But it was an Asian broadcast. And then American voiceover people dubbed over it. So.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. Yeah.
There's something. Elimination Challenge, I think. something.
That sounds right. Challenge. Something Elimination Challenge.
And so. It kind of reminds me of that, where
they would
dub over these people who do not speak English, but it was kind of funny in that way.
Yeah, I think it has to be some sort of like a sketch or a spoof on something like that because of the use of the word humans. That's throwing me off to think that it's like a real, like CBS put up a show like this or whatever.
That word made me think of like the Masked Singer, where the Masked Singer wears weird outfits and they're like a prawn or you know, like an alien.
Is it Rudy Giuliani?
Oh, God. I forgot.
Can you believe
that.
They did that? Oh, my gosh. All right.
That would explain why they need to remind us that he's a human. It's easy to forget sometimes.
Zing! I think I'm ready for the next.
Borat 2.
We got three.
That was three so far, yeah. So we got three more of the regular season. Let's jump in to clip four.
This interspecies extravaganza is more than a sport. It's an art. A spart, if you will.
Zing.
A spart. So like a sport and an art? Is that what that was meant to be? Okay, so is it like dancing with animals? Is it humans against animals in a dance competition?
It's a new version of West Side Story.
It's interspecies.
One side is animals and one side of you.
It seems like this is like, you know, my brain's doing the thing.
Ooh.
Wait, hold on.
Haru's
there's a show.
Going off.
There's a show right now on, I think, Netflix or HBO that's like Winner or whatever. And it's like, I don't remember the title of it. Unfinished Business, do it there. But it's a show that like follows like weird competitions that people do all over the world. And it's like people like train the whole year for this weird competition of like eating the most hot like chili peppers or whatever in 15 minutes, and they do it like this big festival thing. And there was like a bunch of those that were like weird ass festival event things that were happening. So it could be something like that, where it's like there's this weird dance festival where humans dance with their dogs, and then we talk about it.
Yeah,
and then we have a conversation about it.
Yeah, and then we all get drunk and whatever. It's fine because that's what we do. We're just looking for an excuse to
hang out.
That's
where the real
fun
is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm wondering people on that note, Ryan, are people just like dancing with their pets kind of thing?
I've seen it before. I mean, you know, you see those videos on Jimmy Fallon where somebody brings their dog and some hoops.
A little tango goldfish?
Yeah, a little tango goldfish.
This interspecies extravaganza is more than a sport. It's an art. A spart, if you will.
And I will.
Boo, that was a bad joke.
That was a great joke. You shut your mouth, tuner.
A spart.
What was that about? Come on.
Spart, if you will.
Which he's combining sport and art, right?
Yep.
Okay. I think that it's like an animal dancing competition.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't know the other details. And I'm so glad we're working together. But listen, I'll tell you what's a spart. That Patrick Mahomes tossing that football. That is art, baby. That is beautiful. I'm gonna cry.
Or just in case, you know what's not smart is all the fumbles that Patrick Mahomes had and Travis Kelce dropped so many balls. Man, they lost and I'm hurt about it. Ugh.
They won. They lost.
Wah, wah, woo-hoo. Can I do a hot or cold lifeline, please?
You absolutely can, my dear boy. Here we go.
Hot or cold lifeline.
It's a good one.
What you got for us?
Is it animal human competition?
I'm gonna need you to narrow that down. We look for a one word or maybe a compound word.
Is it an animal? Is it animal competition? Is that
I think I'll accept that.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
That's
nice.
That's small enough. Thank you. The Heatmeister will take that and absorb it. Animal competition. I will chew on that, and I will give it a...
Oh, hot mama.
Hot.
Ooh. Ooh.
I know we aren't working together, but I overheard everything.
Yeah, I'm going to stab you in the back.
I leaned in. Hot Dog Lifeline. Well done, Ryan. Great. Chew on that. What does that tell you? Great. Any further thoughts before we jump into clip five?
I think I need more context. Yeah, I think I'm ready for the next
clip. I'm just
clip,
having but... a great time.
Are you? Goodbye.
For Team Russia to win, Polina's going to need every trick in her book, because she has to turn the newest member of the team and the fluffiest member of the team into champions.
Bear dancing. I'm not kidding.
Oh, boy.
But that was Russia, and it was the newest member of the team, the fluffiest member of the team, and baby bears are super fluffy. Talking about being a grandma, babies are weak, and maybe that the one bear or whatever that didn't get grandchildren is like, oh, you can continue on with your career. You'll be a star. Forget about grandchildren. Just dance for me, bear.
Dance for me.
Nice.
Maybe.
I like where your head's at.
Interesting.
Where do the humans come in? Trainers?
Ooh.
Ding, ding, ding. Where do the humors come in? Where do the humors come in?
Okay, humor.
Yeah. Come back. Oh, no, humor.
The newest member and the fluffiest. They got to turn them into champions.
Penguins? Baby penguins are very fluffy.
Well, it's interspecies, but also international, right? They have come from Argentina, Argentina to Austria. Now we have Russia. So you dance with your pet, but here's the thing. Is it...
intermission.
And we're back. Did you get a bite to eat? Did you call your mom?
And here comes the entr'acte.
What's that? Oh, I thought you were doing Ave Maria.
I didn't know what it was from Cats.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was going to turn into. I just did a... Yeah. It was very close to becoming Ave Maria. Okay. But yeah.
Ryan,
to the Cats.
The musical themes of the second half. That's obviously what it was.
Ryan, I know we're not working together, but here's a question. We've heard bunny. We've heard fluffy. I don't know if we've heard anything else about any other type of animal. Could this be just a bunny dancing competition?
A dancing bunny competition?
Yeah.
Well, we heard drunk bunny, right? So that was like a move, which I guess maybe Ooh. Drunk bunny mm. could just be you get your bunnies drunk. They couldn't do a drunk bunny if their life depended on it.
My bunny loves Jose Cuervo.
My bunny loves Maker's Mark.
And my bunny's been on the wagon for the last year.
My rabbit's on meth.
Oh, no. No, not Butter Squatch.
Butter Squatch. That's a great
it's
name.
Butter Squash and Sasquatch.
That's a good name.
Holy crap. That's a good name. Butter Squatch. Did we listen
Thank
to that
you for
one?
The hashtag for the show.
I think we need to listen
to
that.
No, we do have a second listen to that.
Yeah, let's listen to that one again.
Second
Goodbye.
For Team Russia to win, Polina's going to need every trick in her book, because she has to turn the newest member of the team and the fluffiest member of the team into champions.
Champions.
See, Polina doesn't sound like the name of a bunny.
No, I think it's the human trainer or owner.
I will.
Polina doesn't
because
sound
it doesn't
like
give
the name
anything
of a
away.
Person.
It's Polina or Paulina.
Paulina does sound like the name of a person. I was gonna say Bolina does not sound like the name of a person, but I guess that's probably just my ignorance. I think you're kind of close. I don't know if it's. Are there multiple animals? That's the real.
You
trick.
Know, I think. That's a good question. And I'm starting to lead towards like animals that are prevalent in a particular country or region type of thing. But I don't know. We do have another.
Let's see. We've heard Argentina, Austria, Russia are the three like actual countries.
What do they have in common? What animals are in all three countries?
Birds.
Moose? No.
I was going to say birds.
Squirrels.
I gotta use my lifeline here, though.
You do. This is the moment. This is the moment.
Maybe I'm hitting the buzzer.
I'm using my hotline.
Classic.
Okay, Ryan. I know I just hit the buzzer, but Ryan, what do you think about rabbits or mammals?
Ooh, a mammal dancing competition? That?
Ooh, I actually think I have something better. David, I'm submitting pets.
Pets?
Can I?
Pets.
Could I do household pets? I don't know if that.
I would make an argument as an ecologist, biologist, animal person that all pets should be household pets.
What
Please
if it's
don't
a
have
pig?
An exotic animal as a pet. I still count that as a household. A farm is your household. That's part of your household.
Oh.
Doesn't have to be like a suburban house to be a household.
Pets.
I learned something today.
But please only get domestic animals as pets. Please don't get any exotic animals.
Yeah.
So Look pets
you,
is your,
tiger
your submission?
King.
He definitely listens to this show. He'll take lessons from you.
That'd be amazing if he actually did. And he like emailed in and was like, I want a guest on your show.
I got stuff to say.
I'm in prison.
I'm in jail.
Spoilers.
Is that him saying spoilers?
It was, in fact.
Oh, he definitely would say spoilers. Yeah, he would 100% say spoilers.
The Tiger King saying spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
Pets. To pets, I will say very toasty.
Ooh.
Very toasty.
Very toasty.
We don't have a toasty.
Live line.
Do we have a toasty clipper?
No, you want to give us a Ryan? Will you give us a very toasty stinger?
Yeah,
or just toasty is fine.
Okay, psh, that's toasty.
Can we get,
Great.
Can we get like two more that are better though?
Yeah, we can. Yeah,
it's Sassy Foster.
Not bread anymore. It's toasty.
I like that one.
It's a little burned, but it's toast. It's toast. It's just toast.
You gave up on it.
I forgot to say E.
It's toast.
It's toast.
It's not quite hot. It's toast.
I love it. I loved it.
They got toast
Excellent.
Over there?
Give me some butter for that toasty.
We put it in the left side of the toaster here. that's not that joke never gets old.
It's great. I'm sure our listeners love it.
Oh, I don't care. How to Quit Lifeline. Let's hear clip 6. With that, our lifelines are used and the bell is off the table. Our final clip of the regular.
Paulina needs to win this trophy because it is the final piece to fulfilling her life's vision.
You know,
her life's vision?
We actually heard something in like the background there. I think we heard like another voice. Like,
We did. I think it was somebody talking to
Paulina,
like performing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably Paulina performing with their animal.
Yeah. I feel like, I mean, animal dance competition.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially with your pets, because I got a toasty, not a hot.
Yeah. An international dance competition.
Is there? Yeah, I mean, I feel like we got it, but I'm almost thinking there's some kind of element that we might be missing.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a hint and say yes, and it's in this clip. So why don't we go ahead and jump into our second listen, but here's my additional hint to you. Close your eyes and maybe put your hands on your earphones. Really listen. If you're listening at home, turn up the volume. Listen, fully listen all the way through the entire clip.
If you're driving, pull over.
No, keep driving.
Well, I mean, safely pull over so you can concentrate.
Close your eyes.
Oh, my God,
driving.
Play the clip. I've had my eyes closed and my hands on my headphones for the last 20 seconds.
20 minutes later. Here we go. Clip 6, second time.
Paulina needs to win this trophy because it is the final piece to fulfilling her life's vision.
Ooh, I think I heard panting.
Did you?
Yeah. I should have submitted dogs or something for my hot or cold.
Do you think it's just an international... Well, pets was toasty.
Yeah, because I think toasty. It was too general.
Oh, an international dog dancing competition?
Yeah. Did you think the piano, was that diegetic or non-diegetic?
What is
so,
that
diegetic
word?
Means within the world. So, for instance, if you watch a movie, you hear a popular song, and they, like, walk over to a radio and, like, turn off the radio when the song stops, that's... diegetic, meaning it exists in the world. Non-diegetic is if you played a song over a montage. Like, that's the characters are not hearing that song, but we are hearing Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah, I think that the piano music supplementing for whatever's happening.
Okay.
Under the
because
water.
So I did
in
my head, I did see a dog playing a piano for a little bit. I don't think that's what it is, but I did like that idea.
You need a pause. That would have been very
good for
a dog to play.
Heel work. Like a dog. Like heel. Heel, dog. Like heel. Come, whatever.
Drunk bunny. Irena. Paulina.
All right, I think...
Paulina.
I think I'm going to lock in...
Wait, Holy crap!
So what, wait.
It's happening!
Isn't it... That was the last clip, right?
That was the last regular clip. If you lock in now, you could get the full 3 points. Otherwise, you go for the
This
hint.
Is Ryan's life's
God,
vision.
I want that magical coaster. I want that magical coaster.
Don't forget, it has Channing Tatum's face on it. It's a weird right. It's a weird freeze frame mid-dance sequence from Magic Mike.
Yes.
Not Magic
and
Mike
it will
XXL.
It'll always be there.
The first one.
Yeah. Not...
Thank you for clarifying.
I think that it's a video.
Nice.
I think that it's... A like documentary kind of thing.
Hell yes.
of a competition, and it's a an international dog dancing. Wait, dog dancing? I want to say dancing, but I feel like dancing's too specific. I feel like it might just be more like an international dog show. I'm gonna say an international dog dancing show.
Okay, a video of an international dog dancing show.
Yes, a video that's like in the style of like a documentary or like a.
Sure.
I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of a dog dancing competition. International dog dancing.
Great. A documentary of an international dog dancing competition. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Haruza is
locked in.
And it is up to Michael Foster to decide if he will join him on that pedestal.
I know. Yeah, I know we're not playing together, but that I could not have summarized the guests better. That's in my brain. So I would also like to lock in with Mr. Haruza.
Great.
Locked in.
And just like that,
I'm all in.
They're tied at the... You can make me find the stupid thing.
All in.
Or...
All in.
Which is our guest here today.
That was me.
That's,
yeah.
One of my favorites.
That's a great one. That's a great one. I need to shave off the beginning and the end. I need to fix a lot of these clips. Here we go. Our two guesses are locked in now. They can no longer change their guesses. They have committed and they are going down this path. But you, the listener, if you are still unsure, there is a hint clip in front of you. However, if you're like, no, I agree with Ryan or Foster, or even better, I don't agree with them, but I know exactly what this is instead, then you need to lock down your guess. You need to write it down. You need to tell a friend. You need to write it. Find an old photograph in a family album. Take it out of the album. Write it on the back. Fold it up. Rip it into shreds. Throw it to the wind. Someone's going to find that and be like, oh, what is the meaning? Then you're going to sell the motion picture rights to this story. And someone's going to see it in the theaters. They're going to go and watch this film. And
who's
going to
star
like,
in it?
Yeah. Oh, Keanu Reeves. And also...
Sandra Bullock, bringing them back together.
Yeah. Thank you. I forgot. I got the wrong ass name. Sandra Bullock. Yeah. This is how they reunite for this film. Then you're going to go see it in the theater. Someone's going to go see it in the theaters. And whoever you go to the theater with, tell them your guess. Oh, see, didn't expect that. Went a different way. The photograph, it was a red herring. Boom.
Wow.
Guessing in the wind. 2027.
Oh, that's such a good name.
Reach out to us on social. Audio Obscura Pod.
Yeah. If you would like to get the rights to this episode to turn it into a film with Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock.
If you would like a transcript of this episode, get out a typewriter and start fucking typing.
Yeah, you lazy bones.
Excellent. Great, folks. It is time to move into the hint clip. Let us jump right along. Clip number
I can't wait.
This year being held in Italy. In the picturesque village of Cavaglione Veronese, which is about to be overrun by every worth their kibble, all going for gold.
Ooh, Ryan.
I'm pretty confident international dog dancing competition sounds...
Kibble. Dogs eat kibble.
They do eat kibble, and they're almost exclusively the only animal that I know of
dogs
that is associated
love Italy.
With the word kibble. Well... I don't know if they, I guess Lady and the Tramp, they ate the spaghetti and meatballs in the alley. I know it wasn't in Italy, was it? It wasn't.
Dogs come from Argentina.
It sounds like a dumb enough thing. It sounds like Italy would be a place that would hold a competition like this.
Italy's dumb enough to have a competition.
Yeah.
Great. Let's hear a hint clip one more time. Here we go.
This year being held in Italy. In the picturesque village of Cavaglione Veronese, which is about to be overrun by every worth their kibble, all going for gold.
Overrun by every type of asshole you can imagine.
For some reason, my brain like instantly went to overrun by every dick worth its kibble. I don't know why. Because I'm assuming they're going to say dog, so the D is in my head, and then it beeps, and then I say, well, it has to be a bad word. And it can't be damn.
And here they come. You guys got some fucking good deep dish around here?
Ultimately, that's my favorite part about bleeping revealing content is making it, I mean,
yeah.
Because it's a bleep, but you just think that it's bad. Folks, listeners, Obscurians, now is your chance to lock in your guess if you hadn't done so prior to the hint. If you want the potential for 2 points now, you can lock down your guess, source, and subject to a friend. But we need to move right along and find out how our guessies here on the show did with our reveal clip. Any final thoughts from either of you after that hint?
I think we're spot on.
I love the Chiefs. Hey, maybe next season.
The reveal!
But the perfect dance partner can only be found in a being whose spirit is so pure and whose heart is so large that their connection to you is one of effortless trust. So, of course, the most perfect dance partners known to man are dogs.
Yeah!
Woo! Oh my goodness.
Woof, woof, my dude!
This is dog dancing.
Just the gravitas. Dog dancing.
What is it from?
This is from Ryan Haruza. Are you ready for this?
Is it from the HBO Max series?
It's a Netflix series. You had it right the first time. Almost, you said winner, but it's called We Are the Champions.
Yes.
It is indeed a Netflix documentary series. I believe there's about 6 episodes, maybe a little more. It's narrated by someone who I didn't realize sounds a lot like Joel McHale, so that was a very good guess. Any other guesses on who it might be? On that voice we've been hearing the whole time?
Is it a recognizable name?
I know, Foster, that you would for sure know it. Oh, Ryan, I
Will
think
Arnett?
You would know. I don't know for sure that you know that you watched this thing that this person is from.
It's not Will Arnett.
It's not Will Arnett.
That's kind of what my brain went. Can we get a hint?
David's possibly favorite show ever?
Wait. So The Office? So that would be... Who's got a voice like that from The Office? Ariza? Yeah. Oh, I got a ding.
I'm digging through and I can't. I'm digging through. Oh, man, I watched.
He's
all
also
of the
a person who it makes sense that he would narrate a show like this.
Oh, it's Rainn Wilson.
Very good. Very good.
Nice.
Rainn Wilson, yeah.
Wow, he's.
Rainn Wilson of The Office.
He's really putting on a trailer voice for this.
Yeah, really? Right? I mean, to be fair, the script, like the dialogue is very, like, you have to lean into it. Otherwise, it's just super cheesy
dog
and corny.
Dog dancing.
Yeah. We Are the Champions. This is a documentary series on Netflix of weird international sports, weird international competitions around the world.
I just about started watching it like 2 days ago.
Did you really?
And I saw the thing and I was like, this sounds almost exactly like the Chili Pepper one was like the trailer that Netflix had. Yeah.
There are, 6 episodes, and they feature cheese rolling. So they roll, and this is here in England,
down
they actually
the
roll giant wheels of cheese down a hill as a competition.
Oh,
there is
yep.
chili eating, as you said, Ryan. There is fantasy hairstyling.
Ooh.
It's not just any hairstyling, but fantasy hairstyling. There's yo-yo, there is dog dancing, and there is frog jumping. Frog jumping.
So that's
which
what
I think
frogs
is exactly what
anyway.
It sounds like.
Okay,
yes, but
boomer.
Humans are involved in it. Boom! There's a last
Whoa.
One.
We did it.
We got there.
We
earned it. We earned it.
I got all 4 at least. Man, I was real worried I wasn't going to get that 4th one in there.
Foster's just going to cry all night now.
No.
I'm a boomer.
Okay, boomer.
Very, very good. Easily, it is my absolute pleasure to award you both
3 points.
You nailed it. I don't think there was any better way to describe this than a documentary of an international dog dancing competition. That is literally the pitch right there.
Hell yes.
Series. Fantastic.
Hail to the
well
king,
done. Any,
baby.
The Tiger King?
Duke Nukem.
Spoilers. Ooh, Duke Spoiler. Nukem. Forever.
Any questions now that we've come to the conclusion? Any upon reviewing?
Are you proud
the
of
clips?
Yourself?
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, it could go either way.
If it's me,
no.
Actually,
no,
yes.
I'm not proud of myself.
Does Rainn Wilson do all of the VO for the whole series?
I believe so. Yeah, okay. I'm not positive on that, but I think he does. I think it's his series, yeah. This source comes to us by friends of the show, Freya Lund and Rich Wilson. They have been on a previous episode, and they suggested this source. So thank you to them. Great. Well done, boys. 3 points
what
locked in the bag. They go in the wiki. Thank you very much. Bravo. This 100% hits that mark, right? I can't believe this exists. So freaking glad it does. By the way, Russia won.
Oh, wow.
In this particular.
Spoilers.
This is the Open European Championship that the competition that's taking place in this particular episode.
So are these dogs, are they dancing with humans as their partners, like on their hind legs kind of thing?
Yes. Not necessarily, no. So it is one human, one dog, and they do a routine. But basically it's just like, it's kind of like showing off tricks that you've, or behaviors that you've trained for a dog to do while you're also dancing.
Oh, nice.
So there's all sorts of stuff, yeah.
So it's basically just like a dog show that's like, choreographed, like synchronized with the music rather than just like do the thing. Is it
yes, is and a little bit less like agility or like athletic focused and more just like interesting things that they do.
Gotcha.
Like the dogs that they train the dogs to do. Yeah.
Who's like...
Yeah.
The drunk bunny, for an example, is a move where the dog goes up on its hind legs, so its two front paws are in the air, and then it leans against its owner and actually leans over. So it looks like they're kind of leaning and falling over a little bit. So it's a bunny, and then it's leaning over and drunk. It's
That's
quite
cute. So
cute. It's
oh,
real
man.
Cute.
I'm going to watch that today.
It's good. Each episode is like 30 minutes long, so it's a quick ticket.
I got the sense that the Russian trainer, Polina?
Polina? Uh-huh. Yeah. She's the veteran of the Russian team. So there's a whole team from each country that comes. It's very Olympic style.
Oh, okay.
And she's the kind of the team leader.
Well,
if you
I was just going to say, I got the sense that she was like hot.
Oh, well, Foster, unfinished business. You watch it, you report back. You let us know, all right?
Subjectively or objectively hot?
It's the difference. Oh, okay. Oh, subjective is like,
right.
I find this person attractive, though I think the vast majority of people would be like, really?
Right.
Sure. Objectively hot is like
I personally think
Jennifer Lawrence.
I personally think Butterscotch is...
Butterscotch.
I'm going to steal that.
Man.
That's okay, right? The next time I get a pet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't know what happened. I said two words together.
Yeah. Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
It was spectacular. Butterscotch is a great name. Well done. Well done. Well done. Three points. And with that, we come to the end and we move into plugs. We'll start with our guest extraordinaire, Ryan Haruza. Anything you want to plug or that you've been consuming lately?
Yeah, so I'm going to be streaming back on my Twitch channel. It has changed. It is now twitch.tv/houseofzard, Z-A-R-D. And I'll be doing like some improv shows. I do like one man improvised musical that I'll be doing there twice a month. And then I'll just be doing some random like playing video games and stuff. And then also do stuff at the Bird all the time. The Bird in Kansas City and the Crossroads, birdkc.com. And I've really been enjoying, I've just been going through a lot of HBO stuff recently because I just like got my subscription back on. The Last of Us, it's killer. Oh, it's so good.
I watched the first episode. I love it.
I think I'm going to wait for the whole season to come out, but I'm excited because I played both of those games multiple times. I'm excited.
It's crazy how like, it's not like one for one exactly from the game, but like there's so much that it's like, oh my gosh, I feel like I have lived that moment in the game, like the way they
it
use
honors
the camera
it, really.
And yeah, everything. It's great.
Have you seen, I think there's just two episodes out so far, right?
It's only two and they air every Sunday at 8. So right. I'm going to watch the one tonight. So
cool.
It's Sunday while we're recording.
Yeah. Spoiler.
Spoiler.
Timestamp. Great. That was almost going to be my plug too. I'll have to think of one, but we'll get to that in just a second. Michael Foster, what is your plug?
First, I want to say go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs.
You did it!
Oh, what a shame.
Hey, you tried. I finally finished reading / listening to Heat 2. If you enjoy the film Heat, I think you will enjoy Heat 2. It's very fun. It did take me a while to get into the audiobook, but I did eventually settle in with that narrator, and it was great. It was fine.
Did you listen to the audiobook of Heat 1? Or just watch the film, and then you're listening to Heat 2?
I don't think there's a book version of Heat.
Is Heat 2 fan fiction or is it written by the people who wrote
No, it's written by
film?
Michael Mann, and he wrote it with a co-writer. And it takes place, it has events that happen prior to the film Heat and after the film Heat. So,
okay.
Very fun.
So cool. this is a interesting like juxtaposition. Do you guys know Where the Red Fern Grows?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
There's a movie of that, of the first one, and then there's a book of the first one, and then there's a movie that's a sequel, Where the Red Fern Grows 2.
Whoa.
And it's the same kid, and he gets dogs again, and spoiler alert, they die again bad, and he has a bad time about it. But it's weird that they didn't write the second Where the Red Fern Grows. They made a movie like 30 years after the first one came out. And then Heat, I assumed that there was a movie tied to Heat 2, like a knockoff one, but
maybe it was like going to be in the works, but it just didn't quite happen. And then the actors kind of got like too old, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But if you
Robin
I get it though,
Hero.
It's weird. It's weird. Like, oh, we made this big film, and then there's people who are like, we want a sequel of this, but in book form.
Well, I mean, it was just
there was no book of the first one. There's no film of the second. We want a sequel in a different media.
Yeah, It's a good read.
Hmm.
Cool. I also very quickly I watched The Menu. It is very fun. David, ooh, I think you would like it.
Yes,
it's
very good.
It's like it's horror, but it's not really scary. It's okay. More like dark comedy.
I love it.
And then this is something I should have been plugging.
Wait, what? Sorry, what platform is The Menu on? I just saw it.
Oh,
is it Netflix?
HBO. Yeah.
Or is it also HBO? Yeah. Okay. Because I did just see that it like a poster for it.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, you could also rent it off like, I don't know, like Vudu or Amazon or something.
Is it a series or a
no? It's
film?
It's a film. Okay. It's a motion picture event.
A home box office motion picture event.
This is something I will probably plug this again. I narrated a book. It was in quality control limbo for so long for some reason. I don't claim to know why, but it's out. I'm not saying listen to it and automatically give it 5 stars. I do want.
I'm cutting all of this to where you get to the where you finally actually plug the name of it proudly.
The book is called Mosquito Man.
Ooh.
And yeah, it's a like a horror thriller. I recorded a couple years ago. I think I've gotten a little better since then, but I still am pretty proud of the work I did. And honestly, I think I've got codes to give out free copies of the book. So just email us if you want a free audiobook, and I'll get you a code. audioobscurapodcast@gmail.com. And it is, as the title says, there is a mosquito man. And I voice, there are two like little kids who are main characters. So I am doing their voices a lot. So if that bothers
can
you.
Do you want to cut off a little bit, at least like give us one of them? Just like a little.
Oh man, it's been so long ago. I could put in, maybe I'll put in a clip or a sample for the patrons, like as a separate thing.
Sure. Yeah, that'd be fun. Like, just something short, real short.
Yeah, like an excerpt from The Mosquito Man. So I'll post that separately.
Cool.
So yeah, so check out The Mosquito Man. Feel free to email us, and I'm pretty positive I still have some free book codes. So sorry, I did not mean to go on that long with plugs. David.
No, I love it. I love it. Patreon.com/audioobscurapod. You can get that nice little bonus bit of Foster giving us an excerpt from Mosquito Man. I am going to plug a show that is my new like casual comedy that I just consume when I want a quick bite and like want to watch something on the go or whatever. And it is I'm a little late to it, but What We Do in the Shadows.
Yes.
Taika Waititi. It is really great. It is just a great, good comedy. It's mockumentary style with vampires. That's basically the pitch.
That book is one of the really best good comedies ever made. Let me start over. That movie is one of the best comedies ever made.
Yeah, I didn't see the film. I do want to, but I'm watching the show that came from it, basically. I'm really enjoying it. I've just started season 2, so I'm having a good time. What We Do in the Shadows. And I'll also put a plug for The Last of Us. I watched that first episode. And
nice, yeah.
Great, that brings us to the end. Ryan Haruza, thank you so much for joining us again. Be glad to have you again soon.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thanks, Ryan.
Foster, it's been a pleasure. Pleasure as always. Folks, we will see you next week for the next mystery. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Audio Obscura, the Audio Mystery Podcast. Check out our back catalog of over 100 audio mysteries at audioobscurapod.com. And if you want to support the show and get exclusive mysteries, unedited episodes, and even more bonus content, become a patron at patreon.com/audioobscurapod. Thanks.
I'm dancing with a dog.